Good morning, Chad Moyer with you. It's time for our weekly market update with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update you on the markets like we do every Friday morning at this time. And Roy, let's jump right into it. Right in the midst of the winter storm, well, right before the winter storm, we had a little bit of a storm in the bean market. Several days of some nice gains, huh, Roy?
It was a great time in the bean market. We saw soybean futures up 45 cents and the cash up 50, and boy, you can't beat that. That's a very unusual thing to have the futures and cash both go up a lot, and normally when you see the futures jump like that, that's speculative trading and the basis widens out, but it didn't happen that way this year.
Yeah, I was going to say we came back from the President's Day holiday, and they didn't get enough rain in Argentina and Brazil, so that sparked it, and then it just kind of kept going from there, huh?
Right. That's as near as I've been able to read the news. That's about what happened, and you know, like I say, the encouraging thing to me about that is that we get the basis up a nickel on top of the 45 cents in the future, so indicates demand is still out there.
Yeah, and is that typically what we see this time of year to the basis to go kind of in step with the futures like that?
Usually what you see is a gradual rally in the bean market starting around the middle of February, which is, you know, where we are, where we were earlier in the week, and you just see it gradually eating its way higher until you get up around the 1st of May, and so to see it jump like that is a little unusual, but it's also very encouraging.
Now, you and I, last week, we talked about this, you know, the old factor of the John Deere low, and, you know, is this the beginnings of coming out of that, you think, Roy?
It sure does look like it. You know, it kind of causes me to cross my fingers a little bit because I was kind of hedging my observations earlier on, saying maybe this would be a year we don't get the John Deere low, and then lo and behold, we got one of the best ones in history.
How about over in the corn? Have you seen, we haven't seen as much enthusiasm there as we have in the beans, have we?
We really haven't, and it surprises me a little bit because my take on it is that the corn market has got some potential to really blast out of here based on the fact that there's not very much corn left in the country. And so, you know, I guess I'm a little disappointed in the corn market, but it sure seems like that somewhere along the line that corn and soybeans might parallel, and we see this nice rally like we had in the beans carry over into the corn.
I would also argue, you know, when at the end of last year and the first month of this year, we saw all the excitement in the corn, but the beans really didn't do a whole lot. So, you know, maybe this is just the beans' time to shine, huh?
Well, I have to hope so. You know, the speculative interest normally is a lot greater in beans than in corn, and so, you know, maybe there's just a little bit of a nudge for the long speculators to get back into the market. You'd hope so as we go into the springtime, because there'll no doubt be some weather issues and there'll be some talk of acreage shifting and all sorts of things like that. It'd be nice to see the bean market gain a little bit on that.
All right. I guess, you know, we've got another few days here. It'll be 5 days, including today, I guess, where we're setting the price yet for our crop insurance harvest guarantee. We're still holding pretty close to where we were last year?
We're a little below where we were last year. I haven't really watched the bean market that much, but I know the corn market is down a little bit from where it was a year ago. So, yeah, it'd be nice to see some prices come back to add a few pennies on those crop insurance guarantees. Hopefully we can do that here before the middle of next week.
All right. How about, what are some of the other things that we should be watching for here this time of year, getting into the last week in February?
Really, just keep watching that basis. As long as the basis stays steady or goes up, or gets a little better, odds are pretty good for the futures to follow. So, we just keep an eye on that. And if we see that basis starting to slip, why, it's time to pull the trigger on some sales.
Roy, for folks that would like to get more information from you, how can they get it?
Roy at SoyRoy.com. My email address is SoyRoy.com, my website.
All right. Thanks much for the information, and have fun in the snow, and we'll talk to you next week, okay?
Okay, I'll be somewhere.
All right, Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets like we do every Friday morning right here on KTIC. Chad Moyer reporting.